This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A new initiative to prevent and reduce firearm injuries is being launched on CU's medical campus in Aurora. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The mission is to assemble experts at CU Anschutz to serve as a community and national resource for firearms-related research and solutions. Dr. Emmy Betts will direct the initiative.
Such a big, horrible, messy problem, and there's not one solution to it, which is really why we need a public health approach.
$4.5 million are going to the program's startup. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The cannabis industry in Colorado is taking another step toward becoming more equitable. Governor Jared Polis and the Cannabis Business Office at the state's Economic Department have developed a loan program for people in social equity licensed cannabis businesses. The program will loan between $50,000 and $150,000 for renovations, expansions, equipment, real estate, or as working capital. Colorado is one of the first states in the country to have such a program. A deadly invasive fungal disease has infected a Colorado bat for the first time. CPR's Paulo Chalceta has more.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife says it tested a wild bat in Otero County for what's known as white nose syndrome after finding it on the ground and unable to fly. White nose syndrome is caused by an invasive fungus, which was first detected in the county last July. CPW says if allowed to spread, white nose syndrome could decimate the state's bat populations, which would harm local ecosystems and agriculture. White nose syndrome isn't known to infect humans or pets, but recreators could still spread the fungus through their clothing. I'm Paulo Chalceta, CPR News.
Come find more at CPR.org. You can expect rain along the Front Range throughout the day today, possibly some snow tonight.